Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last aliyah in Parsha's Kisisa, that is Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was back up in Shemayim, and he was talking to Hashem entreating on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and we learned that he was taught the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim and a whole bunch of mitzvahs. And now we continue. Vayyar Mashal Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Kesav Luchas HaDvarim O'Ele, write down these words, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim O'Ele, because it's through these words, Karati Tcha Bris Ves Yisrael, I've sealed a covenant with you and Yisrael. Vayhi Shamim Hashem, and he was there with Hashem, 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat bread or drink water. And he wrote on the luchais the words of the covenant, the 10 things, meaning the aseres hadibras. And it was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and the two luchais were in the hands of Moshe. When he was going down from the mountain, and Moshe did not know that his face, the skin of his face, was radiant, was shining and glowing because he had spoken to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Tes. Vayhibur Edes Moshe. Kshehevi Luchas Achronis B'Yom Kippurim. When he brought the second set of Luchas on Yom Kippur, Ki Karan, he didn't realize that his face was shining. L'shen Karnayim, this is an expression of horns. Sheha'ar Mavik U'Balit Min Karan, because a ray of light shines forth like a horn. U'mehechad Zocha Moshe L'Karni Ahoyed. And why did Moshe Rabbeinu merit to having these rays of light come out of him? Rabbi Seinu Amru, they say, Min Hama'ara, from the cave, Shenasan Kosh Baruch Hu Yadi Alpanov, Hashem had placed his hand over Moshe Rabbeinu's face. Shenemar says, V'sakaisi Kapi. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had this shining, radiant glow coming from his face. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe. And Aaron and all b'nei Yisrael saw Moshe. V'hinei karan arpanav. And behold, his face was radiant and shining. Vayir migeshes elav. And they were afraid to approach him. Vayikra aleihem Moshe. And Moshe called to them. Vayishivu elav. And they returned to him. Aaron v'chol anisim bo'eda. Aaron and all the nesiim of the congregation. Vayadabir Moshe aleihem. And Moshe spoke to them. Vayachrikin nikshu kol b'nei Yisrael. And afterwards, all the b'nei Yisrael came close. Vayitzavim. And he commanded them. Eitz kol asher dibra Hashem yitoy b'har Sinai. Everything Hashem had spoken with him about on Har Sinai. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. They were afraid to approach him. Rashi tells us, come and see how powerful the strength of an Avera is. Before they stretched their hand out to do an Avera, meaning before they did the Egel Azov, what does it say about Klal Yisrael? That the vision of the glory of Hashem was like a fire burning, a consuming fire at the top of the mountain in the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. They weren't afraid. They didn't tremble or shudder. But once they did the Avera, they did the Egel, they were even afraid of the radiant, shining face that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Skip Pasuk Lamed Aleph and Rashi, go to Pasuk Lamed Beis, then afterwards they approached. After Moshe Rabbeinu taught this Kanim, he taught the Parsha or the Halacha to Klal Yisrael. Now let's remember that Moshe Rabbeinu never had the chance to teach Klal Yisrael all the Torah that he learned in Shemayim, because when he came down with the first Luchas, he broke them right away, made Seder, took care of everything, and they went right back up to plead on Klal Yisrael's behalf. So he hasn't taught them Torah yet. So this was the first time that he was able to come and actually teach Klal Yisrael Torah. And the continuation of Rashi tells us that first he taught Aaron, and then Aaron stepped to the side, and then he taught his sons, and then they stepped to the side, and then he taught the Nesiim, and then they stepped to the side, and then he taught all of Klal Yisrael. So it turns out that Aaron learned all of the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu 4 times, his sons 3, the Zakenim 2, and Klal Yisrael 1. And the Gemara in Ervin talks about how everyone else learns from Aaron and his sons, and then the Zakenim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And Moshe Rabbeinu concluded, he finished speaking with them, and he placed a mask on his face. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. He put a mask on his face, Kitargumai, like Targum translates it as Beis Api, a face covering, Lashon Arami, who by Gemara, Sevi Liba. Va'odbek Subas, Havaka Masve La'ape, Lashon Habata, Ha'imistakaba. Afkan so to hear, Masve, Beged Hanitan, Keneged Partsa, Fubesay Naim. This is some sort of cloth that's placed on the face and by the eyes. And why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu wore this mask? It's just for the honor of this shining light that came from his face, so that everyone shouldn't just be looking at this light. And that's why he put the mask on his face. The night and he took it off when he was speaking with Klal Yisrael, and when Hashem was speaking with him, until he left. When he departed after speaking with the Shechina, he left without a mask also. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Daled. When Moshe Rabbeinu came in front of Hashem to speak with him, he would remove the mask until he departed, until he finished speaking with Hashem, and then he would go out and speak to Klal Yisrael, everything Hashem commanded him to teach them. Yisrael saw the face of Moshe, that his face had become shining and radiant, and then he placed his mask on his face until he went back to speak with Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. When he was speaking with Klal Yisrael, teaching them everything Hashem had said that he should teach them, he did not have the mask on his face, and and they were able to see the shining countenance that he had. Uchshu mistalek mehem, and also when he left them, he didn't have the mask on his face. And the last Rashi in the parsha tells us, v'heishiv Moshe es hamasa al panav ad bayla deber itay, he would put the mask back on his face until he went to go speak with Hashem, uchshu bayla deber itay, and then when he went to speak with him, noitlem al panav, he would take it off his face. So Moshe Rabbeinu would not wear the mask when he was speaking with Hashem, when he was telling Klal Yisrael what Hashem had told him to tell them, but in the interim, until he was waiting to go speak with Hashem again, he would wear this mask on his face, and obviously when he would go back to Hashem, he would take the mask off again. With this, we conclude Parshas Kisisa. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.